Harold Hillman, June 2015. Foreword. I've had the pleasure of knowing Harold Hillman since 2009. He has worked with me personally, and then with my executive teams in Australia and New Zealand. Since then, he has worked with a number of people in my broader team. He is a prominent element of the culture we have here at National Australia Bank Limited, and I value him as a mentor and role model. Harold is himself a genuine, authentic leader. He holds personal qualities of precision, sharpness, and wisdom, and applies these to his work. A point of admiration for me was when Harold, in his 50s, made the decision to stretch himself, to not only start up a business and run marathons, but also to write two books. The two books, The Imposter Syndrome and now Fitting In, Standing Out, provide simple, practical models that are easy for busy executives to apply. Leaders today face constant challenge, change, and tension in their professional lives. Increasingly complex situations require them to seek advice from others and then make decisions, often under pressure. To be an effective leader in this environment, you need to continually learn about yourself and about those you lead or deal with. While it is not easy to take the time to learn and grow when you are bombarded by a dozen demands on your time, it is crucial to take the time to learn to be better. Fitting In, Standing Out helps expand your perspectives and explores profound, true concepts simply and in bite-sized chapters. Toolkits, checklists, case studies, and activities make these complex ideas easy to apply in your day-to-day life. Harold cites Peter Drucker's famous Culture Eats Strategy for Breakfast, and over the years I have learned firsthand that culture is vital for an organization's success. However, corporate culture as a concept has also become nebulous and even hackneyed. Fitting In, Standing Out shows you what underpins it, why it is important, and how to get there. The biggest driver of culture is the leader, and the biggest behavior is being real. Key to this is authenticity. For a leader, this is how you turn up and how others experience you. If you are reliable and consistent, you can earn trust. In Chapter 4, Harold explores the 7 key qualities of authenticity: positivity, being real, edge, vulnerability, energy, integrity, and connectivity. Of these, being real resonates the most with me. It's about being present, listening, and caring about people, even if you have to do hard things. In an environment full of seemingly endless challenges, we are told that leaders know what they are doing and have everything under control. In fact, Harold shows us that real, true leaders acknowledge the frames they are looking through and learn to trust and extend trust. It is through trust that performance thrives. Harold Hillman has made me the leader I am and continues to shape the leader I am becoming. I value that very much. So it is with pleasure that I have read Fitting In, Standing Out, knowing that the wisdom contained in its pages will enable others to become the best leaders they can be and to create authentic cultures among those they lead. Andrew Thorburn, Group CEO of National Australia Bank. Chapter 1. It starts early. After hugging her mom goodbye for the third time since getting out of the car, 5-year-old Renee propels herself through the school gate and walks towards her teacher, who has a group of kids assembled around her. The schoolyard is full of groups of kids standing around several teachers, all of whom resemble mother ducks gathering their broods into formation. "Be good for the teacher, Renee." That was the edict her mother had repeated a few times over the weekend and again in the car that morning. Renee recognizes 2 kids from kindergarten, both huddled on the other side of the teacher. She falls into line next to 2 new girls who have started to skip about. Renee likes the skipping game,